That's a Prairie Land Dixie Band who will bring that spirit of Bourbon Street to Front Street in downtown Bloomington tomorrow night when Jazz Up Front hosts its Fat Tuesday celebration. We caught up with club owner James Gaston to talk about the viability of live jazz in central Illinois, and we also talked about the Mardi Gras festivities, which he says will be held despite the expected February-like central Illinois temperatures.
Hey, we don't care if it's cold, whatever. Let's have a party, so we're going to have a party.
So the party starts at what, 3, 4, 4:30 in the afternoon?
4:30, we're going to open the doors, you know, and let people get warmed up in here and have some coffee or, you know, their favorite beverage. And then around 5:30 or so, we're going to get the band and we're going to march down Front Street. And everybody's going to have their handkerchiefs and we're going to second line all the way down to Diggers. We're going to have a cocktail there and play a little music. And then, you know, we're very happy this year we were able to get Anju of Bove involved. And so they're on board. We're going to stop in there. And, of course, Rosie's, who always prepares our gumbo for us, they're going to be involved. And then we're going to come back here and have dinner and listen to the Prairie Land Dixie Band for an hour or two. So
they're the band that's going to be doing the second line, or at least leading the second line?
A couple of the members from the band. The whole band doesn't go, but, you know, just a few of the guys go with us. And they play, When the Saints Go Marching In, or some type of New Orleans-style music.
Sure.
As we go down the street.
Are you encouraging people who play instruments who aren't in the Prairie Land Dixie Band to bring their own and join the crowd, just like New Orleans?
It's funny you mention that, because I've had a heck of a time this year actually getting some guys that wanted to do it, because the weather, they're concerned about the weather, you know, and a lot of guys obviously don't want to blow horns in single-digit weather or whatever it's going to be. I heard it's going to be like 33 for a high that day and then go down.
Let's talk about music in general and about how you have been doing here in downtown Bloomington. You opened the club in 2015, so it's getting close to 3 years. And I'll be honest, I was one of the people who said, man, that's nice, the jazz club in Bloomington, man, they're dying everywhere. You're going to last 6 months. Nice try, James. You're still here.
You know, we're not getting rich by any means, but, you know, we have a following that, you know, is helping pay the bills. You know, we've only been here 3 years, and I see Jazz Up Front hanging in there 3, 4, 5 years. We're going to be the spot. I get emails daily from jazz cats that are on tour, singers that are on tour. I mean, I've got national acts sending me emails saying, hey, we want to stop in your spot while we're in between Chicago and St. Louis or whatever. We're going to Indianapolis, and we'd love to do a gig at your place. So, you know, when we get to the point where we can actually bring a lot of these cats in and these players in, I think, we're going to be a spot in central Illinois where, you know, a lot of guys are going to stop through and entertain us. So
when you had this dream, did you want to do this because you think there's a market for it? Did you want to do this because this is something you really love and you think Bloomington Normal should really just jump on board?
It's kind of a selfish thing, of course, because, you know, I love jazz and I grew up around it, and I don't want to drive to Chicago or St. Louis or Indianapolis every time I want to hear jazz. I'm not the only jazz lover in Bloomington and Normal, and that's obvious because I get people that come in here on a regular to watch live jazz, and they love it. It's growing in Bloomington Normal. It's growing in central Illinois, and we're going to be the spot that people are going to come to as long as we, you know, stay here. And that's the way I honestly believe that.
What do you think you need to do to reach that goal you were just talking about in 2 or 3 years to get some of those bigger names in here? What needs to happen?
Well, I just need a few more people come out every, you know, on Fridays and Saturday nights. And it's amazing. Some of these guys work for a reasonable amount of money. You know, they just want to stop through and do a side gig. Or a lot of these guys touring, you know, they'll stop in a place like this just because they want to reach the people. They like the club atmosphere. They like being right in here with the people instead of being up on some big stage in some large nightclub or something. They want to actually walk among them.
This almost has the feel of what I envisioned a club on 52nd Street back in the maybe in the 50s or 60s was like. It has a intimate atmosphere to it.
You know, I've had Christopher McBride in here from New York and Bob Baldwin in here, and I've had several, you know, great players, national artists come in here, and they always say, man, this is a nice club. It reminds me of a club I went to in Chicago. It reminds me of a club I played in New York, or a club I played in New Orleans. So, you know, we've tried to create the right atmosphere for jazz. I hope that a lot of people who haven't been here will come down and check it out. And that's what it will take to get to that point where we can start bringing in some of these bigger guys.
James Gaston from Jazz Up Front on GLT Sound Ideas. I'm John Norton. I want to throw another idea at you. John Anderson owns Reverberation Vinyl, the record store just up the street. And we talked with him recently about when he opened his club in 2011, he specifically wanted to open a store that stocked music he liked. And he said, I think you should like. Kind of going against the grain of, all right, let's just serve what the people need. He's like, I'm going to tell you what you need. And that's the kind of store I'm going to have. Is this something that Bloomington Normal needs?
I definitely feel that Bloomington Normal needs jazz, and they need blues. I'm in my 60s. I don't like saying that on the radio. But
You're a boomer.
I'm a boomer. We're getting older, and we love different styles of music, and we don't want to have to travel to get it. And then, yes, this is something Bloomington Normal needs. I honestly believe that.
What are you getting out of owning a jazz club in Bloomington Normal today?
I just love it when I have people come in, and I am the type of guy, I interact with most of my customers, and when people get up from a table to walk out, I always walk up to them and say, hey, thanks for coming, shake their hand, hope I see your face again, and they always say, you know what, I love it, you know what, this is a great place, we'll be back. And that's what I'm getting out of it. I like hearing people say, thank you for opening a jazz club in Bloomington. I get that every night that I have music, somebody says that to me. So that's what I get out of it, and I like it.
So we were sort of talking off the air about getting the word out about the clubs. It's, I mean, it's hard enough to run any club, right? Any kind of music club, right? Doesn't matter what the genre is. Jazz, obviously, is a really difficult one to run. But you're getting some audience. There's other clubs getting some audience. Is there something everyone can do to work together that they're not doing now to get the word out that the Bloomington Normal music scene is kind of happening, that there's a really great jazz club here, there's a really great other kinds of clubs in downtown Bloomington?
You know, I haven't really given that a lot of thought. I know I with the social media stuff and
I mean, it's hard enough just to do that on your own to get the word out, right?
Oh,
maybe there's power in numbers to get the word out about.
I'm always open to working with people. That's why whenever I do anything, any kind of promotion here, I try to get the community involved. I get everybody on Front Street involved. You know, I'm open to working with other live venues. Let's all come together and see what we can do to promote just live music in general in Bloomington Normal. You know, Peoria and I believe Champaign and Springfield, they all have blues and jazz societies. And I don't know that anyone is doing that here, you know, where they actually have members that support live jazz and live blues and live music.
Is it something maybe the Downtown Bloomington Association could be working with the different clubs to help get the word out to other towns maybe?
You know, the Downtown Bloomington Association and the city. This is art, you know. These are creative people. These are people that have worked hard all their life to master their craft, and they come in here and they go to other venues in town, and they do their thing, and I think they deserve recognition. And the city and the Downtown Bloomington Association could get involved, yes.
Downtown Bloomington is known as an art district, right? There's artist galleries all over downtown. Now there's music venues everywhere. Are you saying maybe that is something the city should be taking advantage of and getting the word out more about this downtown thing that they've created?
Well, definitely. And, you know, I've been to other cities, and, you know, being a music person, I noticed that a lot of cities are involved in promoting their artists and their music. And they make it, you know, a definite goal every year to have some type of event where everybody who's into music comes together and do things. You know, they work together. So, yeah, the city could help organize it. You know, the Bloomington Downtown Association could help organize it. Yes.
All right, James, it's great to talk with you. Good luck on Fat Tuesday tomorrow night, and it's great to catch up with you talking about jazz.
Well, thank you very much, man. I appreciate it.